Well, every once in a while, I need to do a really obvious video. People still won't be able to see it, but I'm going to show you something very obvious. Let's just start right there. Well, I guess it's a real female, according to many people. I guess anyone who wears makeup is female. There you go. There's the logic we're dealing with here. Anyone who claims to be a female, who also happens to be a movie star, you can trust them. They would never lie to you, even though their job is lying, even though, historically, women's roles have always been played by men. Ancient Greek theater, English theater, Japanese theater, Chinese theater, around the world, women's roles have been played by men. Why is it so hard for people to believe that women's roles are still being played by men? I guess people don't understand the whole bone structure thing.
I'm not a biologist.
Look at the face. Is that a man with makeup on or a woman with makeup on? And a dress and the hair. It's a costume, all right? It's a female illusionist. This one played the mummy or something. Played a demon or whatever. And this new, there's some new movie coming out. It's playing like a messiah kind of figure. Now, is that a masculine face? A masculine chin? Are those masculine shoulders? Is this a female? I dare anyone to make a video on this person claiming that this is a biological female. I mean, you might as well. Most people will believe it. It's the kind of girl you want to take home to mama. All right, even your mama knows that's a dude. And your younger sister knows. A five-year-old child knows that's a man. All right, just ask a five-year-old child if you're not sure what this is. Because as an adult, you have been brainwashed. Now, you can tell it's female by the broad shoulders and the low body fat. But most importantly, it's the makeup. See, the makeup actually changes their biology. A person can also give birth and menstruate just because it's wearing makeup and lipstick and a wig and a dress. It's incredible. It's just amazing. The magic really is in the makeup. The Adam's apple proves it's a biological female. When you have the Adam's apple combined with the lipstick and the makeup and the wig and the dress, it's female. Biologically born female. Obviously. And also, this person seems to play in a lot of science fiction movies or horror movies because that's where you see monsters. In fact, remember the poster from that mummy movie, Gods and Monsters. This was a monster. A monster is something that's not part of the natural creation. Star Trek Beyond. See, they're going beyond Star Trek now. Strange New Worlds, where no trans has gone before. Now, is that Nikki Six? Probably not, because it looks too masculine. It's more masculine than all the rock stars out there. Not pretty enough to be a rock star. Dancing with the Stars, Dancing with the Trans is really what that show's about. Monsters, Dark Continent, all right? So this one's always in a monster movie. I wonder why that is. Atomic Blonde, about MK Ultra assassins. Kingsman: The Golden Circle, again, another Masonic movie. Hotel Artemis. Well, there you go, right there. Hotel Artemis. That seems to be where we all live these days. Cabinet of Curiosities. Yeah, it is very curious. It played Eve in Rogue Heroes. Yeah, it is a rogue hero. It's one of the heroes of old, a man of renown, but it's also Eve. It's Adam Cadmon. Even more interesting than that is the music videos. So this person started out in 2001 making music videos, and it was a backup dancer to all these famous people like Madonna and Rihanna, Usher, Ne-Yo, whoever that is, Michael Jackson. Take That, 30 Seconds to Mars, Foo Fighters. Shows you that a lot of these backup dancers are of a certain type of people. Let's look at some more photos of this incredibly feminine young woman. See, again, you can tell by the bone structure that this is a female. Because it looks so masculine, that means it's a female, right? Because we don't know what a woman is anymore. A male actor would never play the role of a female, even though that's what they've been doing for thousands of years, even though the secret societies practice ritual androgyny in the worship of their various gods and goddesses. No. This could not be biological male. Because you didn't know that. Because you know everything. You could never be deceived. You, the people listening to this, you could never be deceived because you know everything. No, no, no. That's not some kind of occult symbolism. No, it's just a photograph. Obviously, you can tell by the square jaw that is a biological female. You can tell by the muscular shoulders and chest muscles. And just because his penis is larger than yours doesn't mean it's a man. Women have penises now. That's what you guys don't understand. Obviously, this is a woman. It's a woman with a penis. That's the new normal. If you guys would just take your booster shots, you would understand. In fact, you'd become something like this. If you take enough booster shots, everyone's going to start looking like this. Hand on the hips. Hand on the hips. Why is that? Why are you putting that hand on the hip there? What's going on there? See, this one didn't get the injections. Thing is, the transvestites usually overdo it, right? But this one's kind of underdoing it. Did it get a breast job here? Not too much. Not a whole lot of breasts going on there, huh? I'm not sure if this one just... I guess they just want to put out the masculine-looking ones these days, right? May as well. I mean, people are... Oh, I forgot to warn you guys. Don't eat food while you're watching this video, man. You're going to puke. If you want to be deceived, I'm not going to stop you. Deception is actually judgment, so... Don't want to get in the way of that. Hello. See, here's the thing. This one couldn't even make it as a tranny hooker because it's way too masculine. It's like a transvestite. This is a classic transvestite. It's a little frustrating when people can't see what you're talking about, even though it's obvious. If you think that's a real female, then, you know, go get another booster. Keep on getting your boosters, and you'll probably end up looking like that yourself. And that'll be the new normal. Because that's what people want anyway. People want the new normal. People want to transform into the image of the beast. Oh, this one's Algerian. Oh, that's what it is. It's an Algerian woman. I bet if you go to Algeria, all the women look like this, right? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Is that your narrative? I'm pretty sure the Algerian women don't look like this. Only the Algerian transvestites look like this. And the thing is, these people could just come out and admit it, and nobody would really care at this point. It's just the world coming to its logical conclusion, really. Now, if you can't see that's a transvestite, really, I mean, just go get another booster. Everything will be okay. It'll all be over soon. Go watch another Sophia Boutella. Now, Boutella means, apparently, according to Wikipedia, it means the men of the mountains. It's a mountain man and a dancer. He's basically, born and bred to become a celebrity. Seems like the key to success in the film industry these days is having the right transvestite in the movie. Because that's what people want to watch. I don't know why. They're kind of non-human, right? That's why they're kind of like, they're like goddesses. They're like demigods. They're like monsters or they're different. They're different than the rest of us. They're mysterious. All the women look kind of masculine. All the men look kind of feminine. It's very intriguing to people. Reminds me of Zendaya, which is a name that means to give thanks in the language of Shona, obviously. You guys are supposed to know this stuff. Now, the language of Shona is spoken in Oakland, California. Zendaya began his career appearing as a child model and was a backup dancer, and then started in a Disney sitcom. And was on Dancing with the Stars. Very similar to Sophia Boutella. They were born and bred, born and raised to do a certain job, which is to be an idol, so that the public idolizes them, worships them as gods. They're inhabited by demons who want to be worshipped. Anytime you see a pretty boy, you gotta wonder, like, is that just a pretty girl who's undergone some masculinization treatments? Because men are not really considered to be pretty, and it's very androgynous looking, so which kind of makes the person a star. I don't know how famous this person is right now, but it's kind of considered to be the next big thing, and these people kind of become the archetype of what people want to be. People strive to be like these people, so the men are going to become more androgynous looking, and the women are going to become more masculine. It's all a part of the depopulation. Physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, any way possible, they just want to destroy us.